rise in COVID cases again. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Federal health officials say a more contagious variant is to blame.
During today's White House COVID-19 briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the seven-day average of COVID hospitalizations has doubled since May, and that a more transmissible Omicron offshoot is driving new cases.
CDC's weekly nowcast estimate indicates that BA5 is predicted to represent 65% of circulating variants.
She urged Americans to be vaccinated against COVID and get boosters, saying the BA5 variant is also more immune evading. That was backed up by Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, who says those who were infected with previous Omicron variants do not have good protection against variants BA4 and 5. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A revelation at today's hearing by the committee investigating the January 6th riot. Vice Chair Liz Cheney says former President Trump attempted to contact a person who was talking to the panel.
That person declined to answer or respond to President Trump's call and instead alerted their lawyer to the call. Their lawyer alerted us. And this committee has supplied that information to the Department of Justice.
The committee also heard from a confessed rioter who said he felt duped by President Trump's claims of a stolen election. A New Orleans judge has blocked the state of Louisiana from enforcing a near-total ban on abortion. The order halts enforcement temporarily while lawyers from a North Louisiana clinic pursue a lawsuit challenging the legislation. Twitter has sued Elon Musk to try to force him to complete the $44 billion acquisition of the company. Musk and Twitter have been battling since Musk said Friday that he was backing out of the agreement. Twitter says Musk violated the merger agreement because, as they put it, the deal he signed no longer serves his personal interests. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Travel season is in full swing, but not without turbulence.
Surging costs of flight cancellations slamming travelers. A new survey shows 79% of people who have already gone on a trip dealt with at least one issue. That's from Bankrate, which surveyed more than 3,300 adults in mid-June. Besides price increases, top inconveniences include long waits, 29%, poor customer service, 27%, and hard-to-find availability, 26%. 14% say they threw away money due to canceled or disrupted plans. Travel problems hit age groups differently. Gen Zers are number one at 88%. Then it's millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers left dealing with at least one travel snag. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The nominees for this year's Emmy Awards are revealed.
Succession continues its Emmy domination. The HBO show with Brian Cox was the most nominated program with 25 nominations. That was followed by Apple TV Plus's Ted Lasso, which earned 20 nominations, including Best Comedy Series. Tying the series was The White Lotus with Connie Britton. HBO Max's Hacks and Hulu's Only Murders in the Building grabbed 17 nominations, also getting several nods in the limited anthology series or film, Dope Sick.
I can't believe how many of them are good now.
The 2022 Emmy Awards will air live on NBC and stream on Peacock Monday, September 12th. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Officials in Quincy, Massachusetts say they have formed a new nonprofit to raise money and oversee the design and construction of a center that would honor President John Adams and John Quincy Adams in their birthplace, as well as former First Ladies Abigail Adams and Louisa Catherine Adams. Retired General James Dunford, who will serve as chairman of the new foundation, says the planned center would offer programs encouraging future generations to be active in civic life. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.